Extra, extra. Hot off the presses. It's Scoop Ed Longwa with the Catholic Sentinel.
And he is the managing editor of the Catholic Sentinel newspaper. It is Ed Longwa. Ed, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, David. Same to you and all your listeners.
So let me ask you, are you a New Year's resolution type of guy?
I am not. I usually start making resolutions around Christmas when I have time off. And I've started lifting a few weights, and I'm trying to keep that up throughout 2022.
You know, I've seen recent photos of you, and I'll tell you what, you're getting close to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, you know, maybe I ought to go on TV. Maybe radio isn't for me.
That's right. You should do that. You got to show that new body that you're working on right there. Well, that's good. That's good to hear. That is a nice resolution for the new year. And certainly, as you know, Ed, we get older, we lose muscle mass. And so we have to continue to build that up.
I'm told if I don't use it, I'll lose it. So, yep.
That's exactly right. Well, I always enjoy your year-end report and looking back at the top Catholic Sentinel stories of 2021. And you've broken it down really into several categories. You have most read stories from your website, what stories received the most engagement from your Facebook page, and then your staff picks. But let me ask you first, before we kind of get into the numbers here, anything that jumped out at you, kind of a surprise as you looked and reviewed the stories of 2021?
I was surprised, David, that the pandemic really wasn't on the top of anyone's mind. I think that's a sign that we were ready to move on from that if we could, but that darn virus just won't let us do it. However, the pandemic is in the background of a lot of stories. I think we'll get to that as we chat. But it wasn't an implicit story that people were interested in or that the staff thought was a new trend.
Right.
Because it's not new.
Right. Yeah. It's been 2 years into it now. So you're exactly right about that. Well, let's take a look at some of these stories. So let's start with the stories that resonated with folks going to the Catholic Sentinel website, CatholicSentinel.org. So let's go through some of these stories. What resonated with the readers?
Sure. Well, we'll kind of go in reverse order here. A story about priests and depression caught people's interest. We had two priests from Portland who were really very brave and forthright and talked about that. And I think people are interested to see that their priests were human beings. Then next came Archbishop praying for President Biden. That was kind of the last gasp of all the 2020 hullabaloo.
Right.
The Archbishop prayed for the president, but asked him to pay better attention to the unborn,
right,
which I thought was good balance. And then we had Holy Redeemer Parish praying and keeping vigil on Columbus Day because they had some vandalism. And that kind of was the start of a trend of things about vandalism and break-ins, because the next story was the break-in at the Portland Cathedral on Ash Wednesday. I don't know if people remember that.
Yeah.
Someone smashed a window and entered. Monsignor O'Connor confronted them. I believe a cricket bat was involved. No one was assaulted.
Right. Yeah.
I think it was a mentally ill man. And then the sad story from November when a Central Catholic student died doing a service at the Sandy River, Christopher Kelly, a graduate of Holy Cross School. Very sad.
I recall that. And,
yeah. Now, COVID-19 did figure in a story in February when the disease hit the Our Lady of Peace Retreat House, and some of our beloved Franciscan nuns became sick. Franciscan Father Ben Innes, his obituary, we don't know how he died, but he apparently really touched people's hearts. Both many of us had him on it. He was a jovial guy, a loving guy, and a funny guy, and I think a lot of people were interested. A woman who was lost in a landslide in the Columbia River Gorge, a Catholic woman from St. Henry, another tragic, tragic story. And then the priestry assignments are always a favorite, David. But the most read story, I know I said this about the pandemic, but this is more about the vaccines, a little story countering the myth of vaccines was really our most read story from CatholicSentinel.org.
That's interesting. Yeah, people, I think, really were interested in that. And it was out there spreading throughout the United States, the world, for that fact. But it was great that you guys did a story about that.
And it had a personal touch. The University of Portland's dean of the School of Nursing, Casey Shillam, told a story about her dad, who was seeing things on the internet that, so-called facts about the vaccine. And he asked her, and she set him straight, and he became an apostle of the safety of the vaccine. And it's still controversial, David, but a lot of our healthcare people are trying to tell us what they know, and I think it behooves us to listen.
Absolutely. Speaking with Ed Longwa, he is the managing editor of the Catholic Sentinel newspaper, as we look at the top stories of 2021. So your next category, Ed, is Facebook engagement. Explain that a little bit.
Sure. When we post something on Facebook, an engagement is someone clicking on the link or making a comment on the story. And so that's a gauge of interest in the story. And I can just quickly, some of the things are the same and some are different as
right.
they were in our Facebook page. You know, the COVID at the retreat house was there. Father Innes was there. The break-in at the cathedral was there. One story that got a lot of clicks was the Archbishop pleading for unity during right after the inauguration, when there was an awful lot of storm and drawn about that.
Right.
And then one story people liked too was Holy Trinity Parish in Beaverton kind of sticking with their mission despite being closed down. That was a popular story with Father Dave Gutman and his crew over there. Number five was a multi-faith prayer service for the people of Myanmar. We have a strong Zomi ethnic community here, mm-hmm. people from Myanmar who were praying after a coup there. People loved a profession at Mount Angel Abbey. Five men became Benedictine monks there, and people really liked that. And then we had an editorial about having a Catholic president. You know, I think that one became popular because it made some people angry.
Right.
But that was number three. Number two, scene from the 2021 Portland ordination mass. Facebook, you can put a lot of photos out, David, and people love to click on those photos, and the ordination's always popular.
That's great.
And then again, the most popular story on Facebook was the priest reassignments. And that's real news, David. People are curious what priests are going to go where every year.
Yeah, isn't that interesting that really is always one of the top stories? People are always interested about where priests are going, and obviously because it affects them. They may be leaving their parish, coming to their parish, so it really resonates with folks.
Yeah, it sure does. And, people know, they want to see where their old pastor is going next. And it speaks friendships and connection between the people of the archdiocese.
Absolutely. Well, with just a couple minutes remaining, Ed, staff picks. What's that all about?
Well, we thought that some things don't get clicked, even though they're important, David. And I'll just quickly go through this. Central Catholic is developing a high school football dynasty, as you know.
Oh, they are.
Baylor Dunmore Catholic High School has a new campus, and their strong model of working for kids. What I'm interested in, David, is the power of the Filipino community. That's an untold story.
Mm.
Those folks are strong, powerful. They have some strong women leaders who cooperate beautifully with the church. We had the anniversary of the Archdiocese, 175 years.
Yeah.
We had the closure of one abortion clinic and the opening of another. We had domestic violence surging during the pandemic, but then efforts to try to quell that. And, of course, the year of St. Joseph. Who knew how many people were dedicated to him, but we uncovered that.
Fantastic.
And something we've all seen, David, is homelessness in Portland with tents and stuff and people suffering. And then the big two, the last two, the start of synodality. There'll be more to come on that, obviously, in 2022 and 2023 with the Pope's hope that the Church will listen to its various parts. And then the last one really is linked to the pandemic. That's when Archbishop Alexander Samples a calendar eased up and he had time to think, and he's trying to renew the church with the Holy Spirit with more fervor. He wants a bold church, a believing church. So he's retooling an awful lot of things like leadership, communication, and even parish life. So keep tuned. That's going to be a big story that operates under the scenes but has a big impact.
Yeah, I really loved those stories. I think you did like a series of three articles, as I recall, with that, if I'm correct there. But those were great stories, and I think it really gave us an insight into the Archbishop and where he wants to go with the church.
It gave his spiritual foundation, but then also the beginning of how he's going to implement this idea that we're not Christendom anymore, where the church is just accepted, but it's like we're in a new apostolic age, and we've got to reach people with new, proposing the gospel in new ways.
Absolutely.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Ed Longwa, managing editor of the Catholic Sentinel newspaper, as we look back 2021 and some of the top stories. Ed, thank you so much. Thanks for the great work from you and your staff on these wonderful stories. We look forward to 2022.
As do I. Thank you, David.
All right. God bless.